Listen to the greatest story that the world has ever heard.
我们听这世界上最伟大的故事。
Early on Sunday morning, as the day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb.
安息日将近，七日的头一日，天将亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。
Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it.
忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。
His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow.
他的样貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
The guards, they shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint.
看守的人就因他吓得浑身战乱，甚至和死人一样。
Then the angel of the Lord spoke to the women. Don't be afraid, he said. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified.
天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was laying.
他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。
And now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you.
快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。
The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message.
妇女就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜。跑去要报给他的门徒。
And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him.
忽然，耶稣遇见他们，说：“愿你们平安。”他们就上前抱住他的脚，拜他。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is alive!
耶稣复活了。
On this Easter Sunday, we celebrate that Jesus is risen from the dead, and that makes all the difference.
在这个复活节的主日，我们庆祝耶稣从死里复活，因他的复活，一切都不一样了。
I have often taught the young people that the gospel message can be reduced to two very simple statements. Jesus died,Jesus rose from the dead.
我经常教导年轻人，福音的消息可以简单的缩短成两个句子，就是耶稣死了，耶稣从死里复活了。
That is the good news of the New Testament. Jesus died, Jesus rose from the dead.
这就是新约的好消息，就是耶稣死了，耶稣从死里复活了。
Of course, we must ask,What is the meaning of Jesus' death and resurrection?
当然，我们必须要问，耶稣的死和耶稣的复活的意义是什么？
We must ask, what was different about this death?
我们也必须要问，这个死有什么不同？
We must ask, what does Jesus' resurrection have to do with us today?
我们也必须要问，耶稣的复活和今天我们有什么关系？
The Apostle Peter was convinced that Jesus was a Jewish Messiah for the Jewish people.
使徒彼得深信耶稣是为了犹太人人民的犹太人的弥赛亚。
He thought that Easter Sunday had no special meaning for anybody except the Jews.
他认为耶稣的复活除了犹太人之外对其他的人是没有特殊的意义。
And then one day, the Holy Spirit told Peter to go visit a Roman officer by the name of Cornelius.
那么有一天，圣灵告诉彼得去拜访一位罗马的官员，名叫哥尼流。
And Peter told Cornelius and all the people gathered around him. He said, "You know, it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this and to associate with you."
那么彼得告诉哥尼流和聚集那边的那一起的人说，你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近来往本是不合理的。
But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean.
但是神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净的。
And Peter finished, he said, So I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. Now, tell me, why was I sent for?
所以当我被请的时候，我就不推辞而来。现在请问，你们找叫我来有什么原因呢？
Cornelius replied, he said, 4 days ago, I was praying, when suddenly a man in dazzling clothes was standing right in front of me.
然后哥尼流就回答，四天前我在祷告，忽然有一个人穿着光明的衣裳站在我面前，他告诉我，你要当请那称呼彼得的西门来。
And he told me, go get a man named Simon Peter. Well, here you are. We're all waiting before God to hear God's message from you.
他告诉我，你当请那称呼彼得的西门来，所以我现在来了，很好。现在你来了，很好。我们都在神的面前，要听主吩咐你的一切的话。
And I wonder if Peter stood there for a moment, like a deer caught in the headlights, and asking himself, "What message has God given me?"
我不晓得彼得是不是就好像一只鹿被灯光照到一样，忽然间愣了一下，然后自问自己，究竟神给了我什么的要传达的信息？
I had a moment like that this past week.
我也有类似的这个时刻在上一周。
The church asked me to meet with the baptismal candidates and with the church leaders, we were to confirm their readiness for baptism.
那么教会和教会的领袖就叫我一起来见一见今天洗礼的这几位洗礼候选人，来肯定一下他们是否准备好了要受洗。
And we all sat down around a table.
所以我们就围着桌子坐下来。
And Jianfang turned to me and he said, "It's all yours. Take it away, Evan."
然后Jianfang就转身对我说，艾文牧师，以下的时间全是你的了。
I said, I've never been a part of a meeting like this before in my life.
然后 Pastor Evan 就说，我对新生命教会的这种会议呢，我从来都没参加过。
I don't really know what we're doing.
我真的不晓得我该做些什么。
Jianfang said, he says, you need to make sure the candidates are ready for baptism.
然后 Jianfang 就说，你只是需要肯定那些这些受洗的见证人这些候选人，他们是否准备好了要接受洗礼。
It's all yours, he said, take it away.
所以 Pastor Evan, 这时间就是你的了。
I thought that I was there to support Jianfang and Peter and Shaolun, but in a matter of seconds, I had to plan out the whole next hour.
那么我本来以为我只是要支援Jianfang还有尹琦还有少伦，谁知道在几秒之中呢？几秒钟之内，我必须要计划好下一个小时我要说些什么。
Peter was like that.
彼得也就像这样。
Because there are Cornelius and all the people, and they're staring intently at him, waiting to hear God's message from him.
彼得也是如此，哥尼流在那里，然后有一群人都在看着他，然后有期待着，然后想要听听从他而来神的话语。
What is he going to say?
然后彼得该说什么呢？
I expect they all stood there for a time, kind of blinking at each other, nobody saying a word.
然后我猜想，他们很可能就在那边站着一会儿，然后互相的对望，然后没有任何人说一句话。
Perhaps the silence became embarrassing.
这个沉默也有可能有点尴尬。
And then Peter had one of those moments when it clicked and the light went on in his head and it all came together.
忽然，彼得就在那一个时刻灵光一闪。
Peter can't believe it.
他不能相信。He's
so amazed that he bursts out, God plays no favorites.
然后他是如此的惊讶，他开口说，神是不偏待人的。It
makes no difference who you are or where you're from.
不管你是谁，不管你是从何处而来，这是没有区别的。Through
Jesus Christ, everything is being put back together again, and God is doing it everywhere among everyone.
借着耶稣基督，一切都可以重新回归到原位，这是不受于地区的限制，也他的作为也是属于一切子民的。
It doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Greek or Roman, Asian or Western.
不管你是犹太人。 罗马人、希腊人、亚洲人或是西方人，
Because of the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, God is doing something new, something unheard of.
因为耶稣的死、耶稣的生、死和复活，神所做的是从来没有听过的，是新的。
God has swallowed up death for everywhere, for forever, for everyone who trusts in Jesus.
凡信耶稣的人，神已经永远的吞灭了死亡。
Everything has changed.
一切都改变了。Look
at what God has done through Jesus.
我们要看看借着主耶稣神的作为。And
Peter preached a sermon that God gave to him on the spot.
那彼得当天的见证就是神亲自在现场给过他的。
I think it must have been an amazing sermon, a passionate sermon, with Peter dancing about, hardly able to contain himself.
我想那是应该是一篇非常的精彩，非常感动人，甚至是不受控制的想要跳舞高欢呼的讲道。Of
course, all we have is the summary that Luke gives us in Acts chapter 10.
但是我们所看到，我们所知道的，只是在《使徒行传》第十章的总结。It
may have looked like the message of good news was only for the Jewish people.
这篇文章看起来就好像是这个好消息似乎只是给犹太人。It
may have seemed that peace with God was available only to the Jewish people.
这似乎也好像是与神和好的信息只是提供给犹太人而已。
But Jesus is Lord of all. And like ripples on a pond, that message of peace with God will spread out across the whole world.
但耶稣是所有人的主，就像池塘里的涟漪，以神和好的信息将传遍全世界。Jiaxin
was baptized a few minutes ago.
嘉欣刚才几分钟之前接受了洗礼。He's
not Jewish.
他不是犹太人。
And yet he told me, because of what God did through Jesus, he also has experienced a profound peace in his life.
但他告诉我，因神借着耶稣所做的，他的生命经历了极大的平安。
Peace with God for all people everywhere is available in Jesus.
在耶稣里， 与神和好的这个福分是给过世界上所有的人。And
so Peter preached about the life and the ministry of Jesus.
所以彼得宣讲耶稣的生平和他的事工。Somehow,
an account of the life and the character of Jesus formed an integral part of his sermon.
不晓得什么原因，耶稣的生平、事迹和耶稣的性格成了彼得传道的内容。The
things that Jesus taught, the miracles that he performed, the people he touched, it all connected to peace with God for all people everywhere.
耶稣的讲道，他所行的神迹，他所感动的人，都成了 都成了世上的人与神和好有关，而这个好消息 都是给全世界的人。
Everything that Jesus said and did was an indication that God was with him.
耶稣所说、所讲的、所说的都证明了、都表示了、耶稣是与神同在的。
And then Peter preached about the death of Jesus.
然后彼得宣讲耶稣的死。
He said, they killed Jesus by hanging him on a tree.
他们把耶稣挂在木头上杀了他。
Now Moses was clear. Anybody hung from a tree was cursed by God.
摩西很清楚地指出，凡挂在木头上的都是被神诅咒的。
It seems that even God played a role in the death of Jesus.
似乎耶稣的死，神也扮演着一个角色。
And in order for God to bring peace for all people everywhere, Jesus had to bear in our place the curse and the judgment of God on our sins.
为了带给各处世上的人带来平安，耶稣替我们承受了神对我们罪的诅咒和审判。
Finally, Peter preached on the resurrection.
最后，彼得宣讲了神啊。宣讲了耶稣的复活。
Death did not have the last word because God raised up this man, Jesus, on the third day.
死亡并没有拿到最终的权利，因为神叫这人，就是耶稣，第三天从死里复活了。
And people saw Jesus, and they even ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活以后，人们看见他，也和他一起喝，一起吃。
This was the good news that Peter preached to Cornelius on that day.
这就是彼得向哥尼流所宣讲的好消息。
The life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus were not merely interesting events.
耶稣的生、死和复活并不是有趣的一件事情。
They constituted the good news that God plays no favorites.
这成为了神不偏待人的好消息。
It makes no difference who you are or where you're from.
不管你是谁，不管你是从哪里来的，这没有什么分别。
Through Jesus Christ, everything is being put back together again, and God is doing it everywhere for everyone.
因为借着耶稣基督，一切都要回归到原位。不管你是从哪里来，不管你是任何人，这都没有分别。
So Peter finished his sermon. He said, Jesus is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name.
然后彼得总结，众先知也为耶稣做见证，凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
We heard the prophet Isaiah this morning.
我们听到了以赛亚先知的说话。
He also testified about Jesus.
他也为耶稣做见证。
Isaiah said that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name.
以赛亚也说，凡信耶稣的人必因他的名蒙赦罪。
If you have your Bibles, turn to Isaiah chapter 25, beginning at verse 6.
我们来看看以赛亚书25章6到9节。
Isaiah says, In Jerusalem, Yahweh of heaven's armies will spread a wonderful feast for all the people of the world.
以赛亚25章6到9节这样说，在耶路撒冷万军之耶和华必为万民用肥甘摆设宴席。
Did you catch that?
你明白了当中的意义吗？
All the people of the world will enjoy God's delicious banquet of clear, well-aged wine and choice meat.
世上万民都将会享受到神用澄清的陈年老酒和固髓的肥甘所摆设的美好的宴席。
Do you remember the story of Jesus at a wedding in Cana in Galilee?
你是否还记得耶稣在加利利加拿的婚宴的那个故事吗？
Jesus turned water into clear, well-aged wine for that banquet.
在那个婚宴里，耶稣用水 把它变成了陈年美酒。
You remember the story of how Jesus took a few fish and he multiplied them and fed thousands of people until they were all stuffed and satisfied.
你还记得那个故事，就是耶稣用几条鱼，然后让它倍增，然后他用这倍增的鱼喂饱了几千人，直到他们饱足的故事吗？
Often when we Christians speak the good news to our friends and our neighbors,We talk only about the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
时常我们基督徒向我们的好友邻居分享这个好消息的时候，我们只谈耶稣的死和耶稣的复活。
We don't tell them the stories of Jesus turning water into wine or feeding thousands of people.
我们很少跟他们谈分享就是耶稣从用水变成陈年美酒的故事，我们也很少和他分享用几条鱼来喂饱几千人的故事。
And we don't start there because we don't understand how those stories are good news.
我们没有从这些故事开始，因为我们不明白这些故事怎么会是好消息。
Why do your neighbors need to hear these stories of, for example, Jesus turning water into wine?
为什么我们的邻居需要听这些故事，听这些，从用水变成陈年美酒的故事呢？
Well, I think Isaiah helps us to understand.
以赛亚帮助我们，让我们明白。
God is going to prepare a wonderful feast for all people everywhere.
神将摆设一个美好的宴席给世上的万民。
There is going to be clear, well-aged wine.
在这宴席里将有澄清美好的陈年老酒。
And look, it began with Jesus.
你们看，这是从耶稣开始。
That banquet for all people everywhere began with Jesus.
这个万民的宴席是以耶稣开始。
Also at God's banquet, there will be choice meat.
当然，在这个神的宴席里有满水肥甘上好的肉的这个宴席。
And look, Jesus provided the finest of barbecued fish for thousands of people.
我们来看看，在这个宴席里，耶稣提供了最好的烤鱼给世上的万民。
That banquet for all people everywhere began with Jesus.
这个给在世上所有万民的宴席是以耶稣开始。
Do you see how Isaiah was pointing Peter to Jesus?
你们有看到以赛亚是怎么样的向彼得指向耶稣？
Do you see how today Isaiah points us to Jesus?
也在今天以赛亚怎么样的指向我们，来指向耶稣？
And then Isaiah exclaimed, "There God will remove the cloud of gloom, the shadow of death that hangs over the earth."
然后以赛亚惊叹，神将除灭这一片忧郁、阴暗和死亡阴影笼罩的大地。
And ever since sin entered the world, that cloud of gloom and that shadow of death has enfolded all peoples.
自从罪进了世界，这片幽暗和死亡的阴影就围抱着全世上的人。
And God's curse has rested upon all peoples.
神的诅咒就落在全人类的身上。
But remember, Peter told us that Jesus was hung on a tree.
但是我们要记得，彼得告诉我们，耶稣已经挂在木头上。
And the curse of God that rested upon all peoples now came to rest upon Jesus hanging on that tree.
但这落在所有人的咒诅，因为耶稣的死已经，这个咒诅已经落在耶稣的身上。
We all, each one of us, we were born into shadows and gloom, and we knew nothing else.
我们这里的每一位人，我们都是生在阴影和黑暗里，我们不知道其他的。
But in Jesus, on the cross, God removed that gloom and that shadow, and now we all know light and hope and peace.
但在耶稣里，在十字架上，神消除了这阴影和幽暗，现在我们进入了光明、希望和平安。
Do you see how Isaiah the prophet pointed to Jesus?
你是否看到了先知以赛亚是如何的指向耶稣？
And finally, Isaiah exulted, God will swallow up death forever.
最后以赛亚欢呼，神将吞灭死亡直到永远。
That curse of God against all peoples was lifted when Jesus rose from the dead.
当耶稣从死里复活，神对所有人的诅咒都消灭了。
Jesus defeated death.
耶稣击败了死亡。
Jesus is victorious over sin.
耶稣战胜了死亡。
Do you see how Isaiah the prophet pointed to Jesus?
你是否看到了先知以赛亚是如何的指向耶稣？
Everyone who believes in Jesus will have their sins forgiven through His name.
凡相信耶稣的人必因他的名得蒙救赎。
And in Isaiah said, in that day the people will proclaim, "This is our God."
以赛亚说，到那日人必宣告，看啊，这是我们的神。
We trusted in Him and He saved us.
我们素来等候他，他必拯救我们。
This is the Lord in whom we trusted.
这是耶和华我们的神，我们素来等候他。
Let us rejoice in the salvation that He brings.
我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
That word salvation in Hebrew is Yeshua.
救恩这个词在希伯来文是 Yeshua。
The name Jesus is the Greek form of Yeshua.
那么在希腊文的行文里，耶稣这个名字也是耶稣。
And Isaiah exulted, God brings salvation.
以赛亚欢呼说，神带来救赎、救恩。
And Peter excitedly told Cornelius, Jesus brings salvation.
然后彼得兴奋地告诉哥林流说，耶稣带来了救恩。
Do you see how Isaiah pointed to Jesus?
你们看到了以赛亚先知是如何的指向耶稣。
So here we are on Easter Sunday 2015 in Calgary.
所以我们在这里2015年在卡加利的复活节主日。
We have the same message that Peter proclaimed to Cornelius.
我们今天的信息是和当天彼得向哥林流传讲的信息同样的。
Through Jesus, everything is being put back together again, and God is doing it everywhere among everyone.
借着耶稣，一切将要回归到原位。神所做的这一切事，不管你是从什么地方，不管你是任何人，他所做的都是为着我们每一位世上的人。
Because of the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, God has swallowed up death forever, for everywhere, for everyone who trusts in Him.
因为耶稣的生死和复活，凡信耶稣的人，神已经吞灭了，直到永远，一切都改变了。而这个好消息是给世上无处不在，就是世上所有的人，不管你是在任何地方。
Everything has changed.
一切都改变了。
Look at what God has done.
我们要来看看神的作为。
And look what God continues today as we testify that Jesus is alive.
当我们在见证耶稣复活了，我们要继续的看神的作为。
Everyone who believes in Jesus will have their sins forgiven through His name, including the four men and women who were baptized a few minutes ago.
凡信耶稣的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪救赎，这包括了今天刚刚受洗的四位弟兄姐妹。
And with the psalmist, we burst out, "This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. Let us rejoice." And be glad in it.
我们也要和世人一样的同欢呼，这是神的作为，这是何等的美妙，让我们在当中欢喜快乐。
Amen.
Amen.